At the top of the tallest tree, the koala is enveloped in a curtain of greenery, surrounded by the quiet hum of insects and the occasional discordant shriek of parrots. It has no reason to look beyond its immediate surroundings. The canopy stretches unchanging from horizon to horizon in a mosaic of olive grey, blue, green. This forested realm seems endless, sweeping down the foothills, carpeting the plains where the darkened tracks of rivers drain vein-like into valleys before meandering across the lowlands into the expanse of open water beyond. Above the forest rise granite mountains, the igneous backbone of the eastern seaboard from north to south. The peaks frost white and the snow gums entwine over open grass and heathlands. Shallow sphagnum bogs rest between submerged boulders, tucked beneath mossy blankets under cold, clear skies. The koala rarely ventures up into the cold mountain forests. It lives on the lower slopes where the tall forests drain. A kingdom of eucalypts, ash, box, bloodwood, messmate and manna, ironbark and peppermint, monuments to photosynthetic power, the glory of chlorophyll, 200 tons of biomass rising in smooth organic grey obelisks, 20, 50, 100 metres high, conjured miraculously from carbon dioxide and water. The invisible and the transparent made mountainous by sheer solar radiance. These forests descend from eucalypt ancestors whose pollen has dusted the Australian landscape for 25 million years. They began their indomitable ascendance as Australia drifted north. In the drier, colder conditions, the hard, waxy, sclerophyll leaves gained an advantage. The eucalypt forest spread and contracted, radiated and speciated, adapted and diversified. Restricted to refugia by the last glacial maximum, the forest that currently spreads across the montane zone, this particular, peculiar, carefully structured aggregation of species, has prevailed for 20,000 years, regulated by an increasingly powerful selective force. Fire has crowned the eucalypt's ascendant in this dry, impoverished land. They are citadels of biodiversity, these trees, each branch, each hollow, each leaf, each crevice, each crack, home to legions of species, sheltering, sleeping, feeding, breeding, living and dying, in a continual interconnected cycle. The solitary koala is not alone in this tree, but one of many. Gliders and possums sleep in dark corners, safe from the glowering eyes of powerful owls, while tiny antechinuses and feathertails cluster in colonies in cramped, low-ranking accommodation. Twittering bats pack jam into crooks and crannies. Families of parrots and pardalotes return year in, year out, like annual holidaymakers. Large cockatoos dominate the prime real estate of spacious penthouse hollows. Sulphur-crested, yellow-tailed, pink, grey and black. Chattering flocks of small birds swoop and mob the koala with indignant cries as it munches on, oblivious to their outrage. The spreading canopy creates patches of sun and shade beneath, microhabitats for myriad skinks that occupy their allotted place as the light and dark shrink and stretch. Tree ferns arch their foliage in an arboreal cathedral across the forest floor. Shade-loving plants cluster in dampness with prehistoric ferns, delicate epiphytes, mosses and lichens. Fragile webs of fungi feed snuffling bandicoots. And in the canopy, insects race the koala, feeding ceaselessly on leafy factories of light. Chemicals in the leaves slow the onslaught, a complex biosynthesis of compounds carefully tailored to invertebrate Achilles' heels. Terpenes, alkaloids and phenols. But still the armies come. Beetles, sawflies and caterpillars, leaf-mining, sap-sucking, bark-chewing, skeletonizing, gall-forming. The koala reaches for a leaf, sniffs carefully before biting the shaft and tugging it free of the twiglet. The leaf is astringent and the sun is too hot. The koala retreats deeper into the shade and sleeps, waiting for the cool, damp night and the promise of rain.